to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com, where if you click the Listen Live tab in the top left-hand corner, you can find yourself 24/7 talk radio. Of course, you can also find that on our iHeartRadio channel. Just search America Out Loud. While you're on the website, please share the articles and podcasts on social media, as I say every night. That helps us out more than you could believe, because America Out Loud is facing the same social media censorship so many other conservatives are facing, and it really is crucial that you guys share this information, and Rob and I and all of this team over at America Out Loud appreciate it a great deal. Well, Rob, I know you're fired up tonight. This week, we've heard the news. Michael Sussman is not going to be pressed charges against. He was a free man, apparently. There's nothing to see here, no criminal behavior, according to the jury and what seems to be a very biased judge to even allow this jury in the first place. The jury included one federal government employee who told the judge they donated to Democrats in 2016, and another government employee who told the judge they strongly dislike former President Trump. Both of those jurors told the judge they could be impartial throughout the trial. The jury also included a teacher, an illustrator, a mechanic, and one juror had a child who was in the same high school sports team as Sussman's child. I mean, this is unbelievable, Rob. We know that judging has gotten way too political, and this is just the latest example of that. President Trump tweeted after this news came out, "Our legal system is corrupt. Our judges and justices," in parentheses, "are highly partisan, compromised, or just plain scared. Our borders are open, our elections are rigged, inflation is rampant, gas prices and food costs are through the roof, our military leadership is woke, our country is going to hell, and Michael Sussman is not guilty. How's everything else doing? Enjoy your day," said President Trump, and man, did he really hit the nail on the head like he has been known to do. But enough of me, Rob. I know you're fired up about this. Go ahead and give us your thoughts on the latest in the Durham report.
You know, Andrew, as soon as this came out, I was shocked. And I immediately sent you a text. Now, if our listeners go back and listen to some of our tapes, recording the podcast, we call this. You even said that you had stopped following this because you knew that justice wasn't going to be served. As soon as I found out that the judge in this case, Christopher Cooper, was appointed by Barack Obama to the federal bench, Christopher Cooper had also worked with Michael Sussman earlier on in their careers. Christopher Cooper also served on Obama's transition team when he was going to the White House. Christopher Cooper and his wife were both married by none other than Merrick Garland. Christopher Cooper's wife happened to be an attorney or the lawyer representing Lisa Page at one point. 6 degrees of separation. And then you gave us the breakdown of the jurors. This judge told John Durham, when they were doing the voir dire process of selecting the jury, that he saw no conflict of interest. He wasn't going to recuse himself. And he thought nothing of the jurors being removed. He queried the jurors, as most judges would do, and say, "Can you be impartial?" And they said, "Yes, we can be impartial." Impartial to what? To save Hillary Clinton's butt? Now, we just gave you the layout of the legal air, the legalese that the people who were overseeing the case. Now, let's look at the case itself. Straightforward, open and shut, no fancy fares. Now, I have served on juries. I've been a juror on more than one occasion. I've served on a criminal case. I've also served just recently as a grand jury. So I know what goes on. And I also know that what we're seeing on the outside is a lot different than what they're seeing in the inside, because they give us like an abridged version. And then they have to listen to the law. But it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that once this case was put forward and we heard the information, the evidence, Sussman was guilty. Now, I'm hearing one of the mistakes or fatal flaws that Durham might have done was that he was trying to make it seem as if though the FBI was duped, that they were completely unaware as to what Mr. Sussman was doing. And that's how he framed his case, that the FBI, they were unaware that Michael Sussman, who had called James Baker, who was over the FBI at the time, and said, or he texted him and said, I need to come to you with some information, and I'm coming on my own, not on behalf of anyone else. Well, why did he find it necessary to put that in a text, that he's coming on his own volition and not at the request of anyone else? The first red flag, I'm coming on my own. Okay, so, and what are the capacity which you come? So he goes in, he talks to James Baker and tells him, well, we think that someone has been compromised according to this person here who's working on these servers. Well, the question I would have had was that, wait a minute, how do you know about the server? And what is your relationship with this person? Now, there's a possibility, and I'm hearing that this information was in some emails, but the judge, who was appointed by Barack Obama, who he and his wife were married by Merrick Garland, decided not to let that information come into court. But that would have been one of the first things I had asked. And according to James Baker, when he testified, he said that he thought it was very suspicious that this guy would contact him on his private cell phone to say he's coming in to give him some information on his own volition. And then James Baker, who was in the FBI, said that had he known Mr. Sussman was working with the Hillary Clinton campaign, he would have said, no, don't come. Well, here's my question to Mr. Baker. Why didn't you say, well, why are you coming to me with this? How did you get this information? So these are all questions, and I'm wondering, did anyone ever think to connect the dots? I'm a private citizen, and I see this, and I'm connecting the dots. But that didn't happen. But here's a huge flaw here that I'm hearing, is that John Durham did try to portray the FBI as being not really, well, as being duped, that they were completely unaware as to what Sussman was doing, as opposed to trying to say that the FBI were in on it. Because they were. James Comey knew exactly what was happening. And when Christopher Wray took over, he saw the same thing and he knew. Bob Mueller knew. They were all colluding. If John Durham was able to say that there was no collusion, why didn't Bob Mueller say this from day one, as opposed to raise $35 million of taxpayer dollars? He'll never be held accountable because the liberal media won't even cover the story. They didn't even cover the story of Michael Sussman throughout the entire trial. Nothing. Nothing was said. The moment they said not guilty, the moment he was acquitted, oh, Clinton attorney was found not guilty, nothing to see here, making it seem as if though that there was collusion. My advice to John Durham is to pack it up and go home. You're useless. You're worthless. There is no justice. You will get no justice from anything else. Nothing else will happen. Plain and simple. It's over. It is over. Why continue to waste our taxpayer dollars on cases that you know you will not be able to get a verdict on? Now, some will say, well, he didn't want to stand up to the judge because out of fear, because if you challenge a judge, when you go before them again, he might give you a hard time. What? He might give you a hard time. Wait a minute. Because you're saying that you should recuse yourself, because you're saying that, judge, all due respect, but I don't think you should hear this. Then he's going to, I'm going to get you the next go around. If that is his position, he should not be there. Rules for thee, not for me. Two sides of justice. I'm looking at a tweet by John Turley, who's a legal scholar. I think he teaches at Georgetown University. And he says, the Washington Times is reporting that a juror told the press, there are bigger things that affect the nation than a possible lie to the FBI. Let me read it again. There are bigger things that affect the nation than a possible lie to the FBI. This was a jury foreman. And he says, if true, this is a type of statement that would have drawn a likely challenge from the prosecutors during voir dire. Again, the selection of the jurors. Well, this is after the fact. So my question is, what type of voir dire did they give? Did they do? And the moment they found out that, wait a minute, a majority of these people know Michael Sussman, or they are friendly to the Clintons, we've got to change the venue. Screw the judge. We want justice. And if the judge is going to have retribution on me, then we need to bring up a case against him. As soon as this verdict was announced, if I were John Dura, I would have said, I'm going to file a complaint because the fix was in. Now, some will say, oh, but you can't do that, you know, because people are not going to, you know, believe the justice system. They'll start doubting it. Well, it's too late. I already doubt it. And as I said, he should just say, case, dismiss, close it up, go home. Now, what is Bill Barr thinking now? Because Bill Barr said, malfeasance took place. That is the reason why he got John Durham and put John Durham there. Bill Barr should have acted when he had the opportunity, but he was too busy trying to say, well, if I do this, they're going to say that I'm being partial. It doesn't matter. They're going to say it regardless. When you are in the position to make certain that the law is followed, then you need to act. I keep saying this over and over again, and Republicans don't get it. Conservatives don't get it. People who obey the law, they don't get it. That is a reason why this whole push to get rid of the guns, do not let them get rid of your guns, because if you do, you will regret it. You will regret it. You cannot trust anything coming out of their mouths.
Yeah, what Trudeau just did in Canada is what they want to do here. They just won't admit it.
They won't admit it. And it's absurd, Andrew. What we see is happening to our legal system, it has been weaponized against law-abiding citizens. I mean, this the fact that John Durham, 18 months, and this is it? And I hear people say, well, you know, a lot of information was exposed, and we now know that Hillary Clinton had something to do with it. And meanwhile, they're prosecuting or persecuting Donald Trump. For what? For what? If they're able and successful, Andrew, to bring any of these cases to court, he'll be found guilty. Because these people have a visceral hate for him. The fact that this judge could not exercise jurisprudence and see through this and say, wait a minute, maybe I should recuse myself, because we want people to see that justice does work. I don't want to be here. But they don't care. They don't care what conservatives think. They don't care if people say, wait, he really should have recused himself. They don't care, because in their opinion, in their minds, they are the law. They are the bearers of the law. They are the golden standard, and that they speak the truth. Now, you cannot tell me that these jurors did not think or know that they could not be impartial. When they heard that, they probably said, screw it anyway. As far as we're concerned, we're going to let the guy walk. We don't care. We don't like Donald Trump anyway. The moment that came out, I would have said, we're going to excuse this person. We don't need this person. But what I would have done, Andrew, is that I would have asked for a change in venue. If DC, if 99% of DC voted for Barack, not Barack Obama, but they probably voted for him also when they did vote, but for Joe Biden, how do you think that this jury can't be impartial? I mean, what kind of brain does Christopher Cooper have? So if he was unable, because the case was presented, and if John Durham was unsuccessful in getting a guilty verdict, and we know the guy's guilty, guilty as sin, then why do we think that he'll be able to get a guilty verdict on anyone else? And now they're saying, well, he's going to, the next person is this Shiskoski guy. They're going to put him on trial. Okay, who is he? What is he going to do? He's from Russia? Okay, forget it. That's a waste of taxpayer money. Forget it. Next, who else do you got? All this information is being exposed and nothing has happened. Now they're saying, well, you know, John Durham, he's just getting the low-hanging fruits. I heard that before. Okay, we've heard it before. Look at what happened to Paul Manafort for lying, they claimly lying to the FBI, but it had nothing to do with Trump, nothing to do with Trump. Roger Stone, nothing to do with Trump. The reason why they were brought in, nothing to do with Trump, but look at the fanfare.
Right.
The age is coming in to bring them in, Andrew.
The only thing that it had to do with Trump is that it was a complete witch hunt because they worked for President Trump and they were desperate to take down anyone that was associated with him.
You're right, because they worked with Trump and they were desperate. Now, I want to keep talking about this during the next segment, Andrew.
Yeah, I have a feeling Rob's just getting started. You know, Rob, doing this show as long as we have, we know when we book a guest we haven't had on before. It can go either way. That was the case last night with this James Spencer, who all we knew about him was he was running for assemblyman in California. If you guys missed the show, let me tell you what, he was off the charts, a truth teller if I have ever heard one, and we have been getting great reviews on the interview. You guys definitely want to get on your streaming app or go to AmericaOutloud.com and check it out. The show is titled Planting a Red Seed in California. You're listening to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available Monday to Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 on the West Coast. And we'll be back on with more After Dark with Robin.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years. Brush, floss, repeat. We're told to use fluoride, which doesn't really address the acid-creating bacteria. That is where the dentist-recommended Spry Dental Defense System shines. Spry products contain xylitol, a natural sugar, which helps get rid of those nasty, smelly acid-creating bacteria in our mouth. The best way to care for your teeth and gums is by using Spry. The Spry Dental Defense System has a wide variety of products. Toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and chewing gums that are designed to work together to keep your teeth clean and mouth healthy and smelling sweet all day long. To get your oral care back on track, in an easy, effective, and very tasty way. Switch to Spry today. Ask your dentist about xylitol and the Spry products. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural product retailers.
So, Andrew, as I said, like you said, I'm really fired up because if this isn't a good sign at all, this is not a good sign. People are tired of these individuals not being prosecuted. Now that we see now that the fix is in. Do not doubt it. The fix is in. For this judge not to recuse himself. And as as I texted you earlier, Andrew, I told you, I said that the right is going to make light of this. They're not going to cover it as in depth as they should. They're just going to move on. Now, as I said in the last segment, I have been a jury before, and I have always said, let's respect the decision of the jurors. I'm no longer saying that. Yeah, we have to question it.
This is outrageous. They were allowed to be on the jury.
Completely outrageous. We have to question everything now, because now we see that what happened the other day, Andrew, is an affront to justice. It is a slap in the face of justice. Lady Justice is no longer blind. She's removing that blindfold and she's looking and she's making her decision based upon who's there, who she likes and who she doesn't like. And it should not be that way. The fact that this guy had worked with this judge before, they've probably called each other. John Durham should have stood up and said, I'm sorry, but Mr. Judge, you need to recuse yourself because the orders that you're handing down are biased.
Did you like that Durham took the high road in a statement afterwards and said that he respects the jury's decision?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There are no high roads to be taken. He failed. It's plain and simple. John Durham failed. He failed us all. We had such high hopes for him. I mean, God knows he took forever to bring this case up when we kept hoping, come on, do it before the election. Do it before the... Now, just imagine, had this information come up before the election and the Hunter Biden, can you imagine what would have transpired? Now, granted, the left, they were still going to cheat. Okay, they were still going to cheat. But we had too many people on the right sitting down doing absolutely nothing and thinking, well, we're going to let justice take care of it. If you're not moving and championing justice, nothing will happen. I mean, so John Durham saying, I'm taking the high road. What high road? You failed. You have failed the American people. You have failed the judicial system. That brings me to my next point. Hunter Biden. Forget about it. Hunter Biden will walk. No charges will be brought about against Hunter Biden. It's all smoke screens and mirrors. Let's just forget it. Let's just be honest. Nothing will happen. I hate being so pessimistic, but am I being pessimistic or am I being realistic? Nothing will happen because the fix is in. The attorney general that's investigating this case is in Delaware. He reports to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland can at any given point in time shut it down. This attorney general can very easily say, okay, he did something wrong, but let's allow him to pay his taxes. And I'm hearing he's already paid his taxes because he borrowed money from some big Hollywood producer. So where is the crime? Delinquent in the taxes, but now he's paid the taxes. Where is the crime? This guy's going to walk off. He's been finagling around with China, with Ukraine, selling artwork using his dad's name. We see it. The American people see it. The media sees it, but no one is saying anything about it. They're just, oh, well, it's been exposed. And what are you going to do? And if, and hopefully they will, Republicans seize the House this November, what will happen then? What would be the purpose of having investigations, especially if the investigations are behind closed doors? What would be the purpose? We already know Kevin McCarthy is going to shut it down. If he becomes Speaker of the House, he's not going to want to go that route. Folks, it's over. Okay, it's over. We can just forget about it. It's down in the books. Nothing else will happen. They will continue to persecute President Trump, unfortunately.
Yeah, you got this attorney general in New York trying to make a name for herself. It's a complete witch hunt against President Trump coming from all directions. And his record must be impeccable because this isn't the start of it. It has been since the man started running for president in like 2015. It's just been nonstop allegations and people trying to press charges against him, but absolutely nothing can stick. And we all know who the real criminals are. It was the Clintons and probably the Bidens. Well, we know it was the Bidens. You look at Hunter Biden, I'm convinced that he's giving kickbacks to his dad, Joe Biden, from Ukraine and from China for his influence. But yeah, they'll never be held accountable. And it's just sad and really demoralizing that we're never holding these people accountable for their actions when all the evidence is right there.
Andrew. It pains me having to say this. It really does. It pains me. It's unfortunate. I don't want to say this. I don't want to. I mean, I want there to be hope, but I'm not seeing anything here. John Durham was our best shot. We thought Bill Barr would do something. And I mean, he even said that a lot of this stuff was wrong, but he also cautioned us. He said, but does it rise to the level of a prosecution? And the fact that John Durham could not get a guilty verdict, and that's what it's about, getting a guilty verdict out of Michael Sussman. No matter what was unearthed, I don't care what Robbie Mook said, I don't care him saying that Hillary Clinton knew about it, I don't care if they say that Barack Obama knew about it, it is over, nothing is going to transpire. What other cars does John Durham have? Even if John Durham were to go in and say, okay, Barack Obama was tied to it. Okay, fine. What else? Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Unless he's successful in moving the case to another district, let's say to Virginia and out of DC. But we were cautioned. We were told, look, and I even said it. We have said this on our shows, that it will be hard to get a verdict. With all the information that came out, and Andrew, you said about a week ago that you had just like forgotten all about it because you knew nothing was going to happen. And as I told you then, well, I was hoping for a little hope. But this, and how long did the jurors even deliberate? They came up with a verdict on Friday. And then the judge said, well, I don't want the verdict to be read. I want to wait until after the holiday. This judge was so compromised. And then people wonder why. At the time, President Trump questioned judges. He was onto something. He knew how political and biased judges could be.
Right.
Go ahead.
Sorry to cut you off, Rob, but I, like so many others, I think, were distracted by the sideshow going on. And that's this Johnny Depp trial, which is really insignificant in the grand course of things and compared to this Sussman thing. But every time you'd turn on social media or the TV, all you'd hear about was Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, and they gave no media coverage to this trial whatsoever.
None whatsoever. But as soon as that verdict was released, oh, they were all, he was found not guilty. He was acquitted. And no one says anything about it. No one challenges it. Now just imagine the same thing had this happened to Donald Trump. When Bill Barr came out and said there was nothing to see here with Russia collusion, how the media attacked him, ripped him to shreds. He shouldn't be an attorney general. He's Trump's lap man. He's doing Trump's bidding for him. He's this, he's that. He's no good. Look at what they did to Giuliani. Anyone that tried to defend Trump. And you know what's even sadder, Andrew? That when they would bring forth these cases against people in Trump's orbit, attorneys were afraid to help out of fear that they wouldn't be able to get any work afterwards. And no one is saying anything about it. Look at that knucklehead the other day. I almost called her name on Fox News, Sandra Smith, and what she was doing to Mo Brooks, talking about the election. Oh, it wasn't stolen. Oh, it's been debunked. And we have said on this show so many times what happened. That the judges were not looking at the case based on the merit. What they were saying is that you had Texas trying to file suit in Pennsylvania to get Pennsylvania to do its job. And the judges said, you can't do that. You have nothing to do with what's going on in Pennsylvania. And then the judges decide to change the election laws, which can't happen. We have said this over and over again. It has to be the legislatures. But the media won't call it out. They'll just sit there having people to think and believe that what the judges did was right. And it wasn't right. It is the legislatures that make election laws, not judges. Now, they can uphold the law, but they can't make the law. But we're people just sitting around thinking, oh, that's right. They can do what they're supposed to do. No, they can't. There was no fraud. There was no this. Yeah, but what the judges did, they acted inappropriately. And to be honest with you, Andrew, they acted illegally. And we look to the media to hold them accountable. But when the media is part of the fix, the media doesn't want to talk about it. They want to just brush over it because they're afraid that they're going to say that we're on Trump's side. When this story broke, I watched the evening news. No one gave an in-depth analysis the way we're talking about it now. And as I told you, I said, Andrew, we're going to devote a show to this. We're going to talk about this because people need to know what happened should not have happened. People need to know, unfortunately, that it's over. John Durham failed. There's no way around it. And I know people are saying, well, he did his job. No, he failed. I don't care how good of an attorney he was or used to be, he failed. He was unable to get a guilty verdict, which is what he was supposed to have done. He failed. There's no in between. John Durham failed, accepted. And at this point, as I said, Andrew, I don't know what else he has in his bag of tricks, but he should call it a day and go home. Don't waste our money anymore. Stop giving us all this false hope. You failed, sir.
You think this was it?
This is it. There's nothing else. Even if he were to bring charges against Barack Obama, who's going to find him guilty? People will walk away from it out of fear that, oh, they're going to say that I'm a racist. They spied on Trump. Bill Barr knows it. He should have come out then and said they spied. Remember Devin Nunes? He kept saying, you guys only have half the story. I can't say anything, but I was there, but I saw it. Now, just imagine, this acquittal, for the most part, gives Adam Schiff an okay. Oh, he can walk. What Adam Schiff did, oh, it's okay. All the lies he told, it's okay. Now, you would think that Liz Cheney would look at this and say, wait a minute, this is wrong. But she's so stupid and ignorant and biased and stupid and dumb. I have to bring it down to those terms. She and Adam Kissinger, that they don't even have a clue. That they're going to continue with this little facade of trying to find out what happened on Jan 6. I'll tell you what happened on Jan 6. You have Americans who are being held prisoners of war. That's what you have happening on Jan 6, being held against their will. While you have perpetrators out in the streets right now killing people, Andrew, attacking people, grab and smash going on at the stores. And no one is going to arrest them. But on Jan 6, people, oh, it was horrible. Oh, I hate to look at it. And they were doing, like, what is the problem here? People have been killed at the White House. Then you had these individuals who were probably egged on by the FBI, John Durham. The FBI isn't innocent. No, we're not indicting all of the FBI, but we are indicting a large portion. And the only way to clean up the FBI, Andrew, is to admit that there is a systemic problem. That's where you have something that's systemic. You have these Democrats running around talking about systemic racism. No, you have a systemic problem with the FBI being corrupt. You had James Comey, Andy McCabe, James Baker, Bob Mueller at one point, John Brennan, well, he was of the CIA. But all of these individuals are systemically corrupt. But for some reason, we can't get at them. We cannot get at them.
And did you see Sussman's statement? Like, this is some kind of big victory. Like, it proves his innocence. I mean, that's just so sickening to see, because everybody knows this guy was guilty of sin. And this liberal judge and these horrible jurors just totally let him off the hook. And John Durham failed, as you said.
And see, that's the thing that makes me so mad, Andrew, that people are unwilling to call this out. Had this been any other verdict going against Trump, they would have called it out nonstop. But there are only a few of us who aren't afraid to stand up with our voices and call it out. And as I've said before, I always respect the decisions of jurors because I know what it's like when you're there. But when you have a jury like this, completely biased, completely in the can for one side, and a judge who has all this connections with Merrick Garland, with Sussman, the fix was in.
Yeah, any judge with an ounce of integrity would have thrown those jurors out immediately.
Any judge, Andrew, with an ounce of integrity would have stepped aside and said, no, I can't. I can be impartial, but the very look, you want to even avoid that, the look that something might be impartial. But he was too arrogant, too self-centered, thinking, I'm above them. I can do whatever I want. It's my court. And for John Durham, a seasoned attorney, this is what I can't get over. All he had to do was to petition the court to say he needs to be removed. I've got more about this in our last segment, Andrew.
All right. We've got a lot to talk about in our last segment. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
While many things we hear are lies, we know one thing is true. Viruses exist and people get sick. Look, there's no guaranteed way to keep from getting sick, but there is a way to reduce your chances. CofixRx, the original povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray that you hear Dr. McCullough talking about, provides an additional, invisible layer of protection from colds, flu, coronaviruses, and more. Click the banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. Stay protected with CofixRx.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
You know, it's just, I know people probably think that tonight we're going on a rant, but this is something that we need to discuss. This is why we need to be careful and watchful as to the people that we put in power and some of the things that they're saying, because you can't believe them. If John Durham was unable to get a guilty verdict on this, what else would he not be able to get a guilty verdict on? And it just goes back to what I was saying on Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden probably isn't worried about this because he knows that they can't touch me. Nothing is going to happen. Now, just imagine in history, when history is written, they will try to prop Joe Biden up, a failed president, high inflation, supply chain problem, a virus that he said he was going to get rid of, race issues. But as Trump said, we're having a great day. Everything is okay. All of this because of the hate for one man whom they all liked before he decided to run for the presidency. They all liked him before he started calling out Barack Obama. And then they challenged him, okay, buddy, then you run for president. And he ran and he won. And then they decided to come up with Russia collusion. It is disgraceful that in the United States of America, we're behaving like we're in Russia. That's what it is. They keep saying Russia collusion with Trump. No, they're the ones who took a page out of the Russia playbook for elections. And you think that they're going to find Hunter Biden guilty? You think they're going to find James Biden guilty, Biden's brother? Absolutely not. They will get away with all of it. The Clintons will get away with it. Trump should have from day one. What he should have done is went ahead and said, let's have a special investigation on Hillary Clinton. Now some are saying, well, we need a special counsel to investigate this whole thing, Russia collusion, what went wrong. I'm like, forget, stop. Because if it took John Durham 18 freaking months to bring this trial, this case to court and got an acquittal, we don't need any more. And Andrew, I hate saying it because I really wanted to get to the bottom of all this. I wanted all of this exposed. It has been exposed. No one is listening. No one is taking up the mantle and saying, wait a minute, folks, do you realize that our government lied to us? Do you realize that the FBI lied to us? As opposed to John Durham trying to make it seem as if though the FBI was duped. These are supposed to be intelligent people. He should have said that they went along with this. They participated in this, which is what they did. Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, they all colluded with this entire lie. That's what he should have done. Why didn't he do it? What was he afraid of? I mean, this is embarrassing. All of this money and this is it? This is it? Forget about it. There's nothing, there's no moving forward. The Hunter Biden laptop and all the salacious information, all the salacious pictures and maybe child pornography, just forget it. It's over. If we can't prosecute petty crimes and criminals on the streets, why do we think we would have been able to get this guy? And they're talking about guns and we need to do this. Look at freaking Chicago. But we're busy looking for the white supremacist. Meanwhile, Chicago is burning. Black lives are being lost. Really? It's ridiculous. So Hillary Clinton will be able to just go and do whatever she's been doing and continue to do it. Lie, cheat, and there's no price to pay. Because we saw with this verdict that they're telling us right now, shut up, sit down, because we're in control. And as I sent you a text, Andrew, Elon Musk, probably the world's richest man, should be careful. Because they're already looking into his records, trying to create a story, trying to dirty up his good name. With the SEC's investigating his stocks, and they're doing this. They're trying to drive down his stock because if you think about it, remember, Bill Gates has exercised puts, has shorted his stocks, hoping that the stocks will go down. He has some type of group that's working opposition research to dirty up Elon Musk's name. They're trying to drive the stock down. If he drives the stock down, Bill Gates will make money. And there are so many others that are doing the exact same thing. You would think that the government would say, wait a minute, Mr. Gates, first of all, you are not a scientist. You are not a doctor. You dropped out of college. You don't have a degree. So why should we have to listen to you about healthcare and medicines that we should take?
Yeah, this is how the Democrats play. They play dirty and they play to win. And we don't see that so much from the Republicans. So, Rob, if President Trump or Governor DeSantis get in office in 2024, and it's hard to see not one of them winning the election because this Democrat administration's been an absolute disaster. And you don't have any hope that they could get any charges to stick on the Bidens?
No, none whatsoever. Not at all. Because what you have to realize, Andrew, and I said this when Trump was in office, and it's when we see it playing out now that DC, outside of the politicians, it's an entire cesspool. Everyone, they're all Democrats. So when Trump went into office and he brought in his cabinet members and a lot of them were working against him, the people in the background were already there. They had been there for quite some time. They were Democrats. So when we heard all these leaks, they were probably regular people, civil servants of the government that weren't part of Trump's administration, they were just there keeping their jobs. When Obama left the White House, there was still a crew there that's a part of the permanent staffing. Democrats. So they're the ones who are leaking information. The regular guy who goes and fixes the copy machine. Democrats. They were leaking information. And then on top of, you know, the people that, like I said, Trump had put in there, they're leaking information. This was his administration was going to be marred regardless. So even if Trump gets back in the White House, unless he's able to fire a huge swath of people around him, it will be the exact same thing. Even if DeSantis get in the White House, unless DeSantis says, hey, I'm going to work with him. I'm going to play game with him. I'm going to play ball with him. That's the only way. But the system is corrupt. It is completely corrupt. There's no way around it. And it's unfortunate. And I hate being doom and gloom, but we have to face reality. This case should have been won. John Durham failed us. I know people are going to come out and say that he did a commendable job. And we no. To have been a seasoned attorney, investigator, prosecutor, and he was unable to get a verdict on this, even a hung jury. He was unable to do it. Now, some would say, yeah, but you got to blame the judge. We're blaming the judge. We're blaming the jurors. But those jurors, I don't even think they deliberated an hour. I think they had already made up their minds, and the judge knew it. The judge gave them so much latitude to come back with a not guilty verdict. And as you said, Sussman's going to come out. Well, I knew I had done nothing wrong. Yeah, but why did you even go in? The whole thing was a lie. It came out in court, Andrew, that it was a lie. And still, they said not guilty. He's celebrating tonight. Hillary Clinton's celebrating tonight. All of D.C. is celebrating. That is why David Souter, who was on the Supreme Court, if you guys remember, he's still living. He didn't die. He just decided to retire. He said once, I have the greatest job in the world being on the Supreme Court in the worst place possible. David Souter said this. You look at, and this just opens the door to so many other things. Like I said, Hunter Biden, he'll be walking. We can forget about it. No matter what's on that laptop, he'll be walking. Now let's look at the Supreme Court. Under the Chief Justice, John Roberts, and the information that was leaked out about Alito's commentary on abortion, his legal writings, and was saying that they're going to strike it down. How did that information get out there? We still don't know. It's been a month now. Now, this Chief Justice, John Roberts, said that he was going to get to the bottom of it. He's yet to get to the bottom of it. What is he waiting on? What is he possibly waiting on? The court has been destroyed. What the hell is he waiting on? He doesn't care. He's been compromised. I had said this before. I had started saying this the other night, and then we started talking about something else. The only way, Andrew, we can bring back a semblance of fairness and trust, that's the word I'm looking for, trust and hope and belief in our institutions, is if there has to be a Democrat who's looking at all this and is saying, this is wrong, it has to stop. This is extremely wrong. We have damaged the foundation of our country with the lies, with the cheating, simply because we don't like one man who loved this country, simply because we want to live in fairy tale and make it seem as if though the presidents are this way and that way, they're supposed to be articulate. Whereas if you look in history, our presidents were anything but that.
Right.
And JFK ushered this little princy thing in, but the others weren't that way, Andrew.
And I think you're talking a high profile Democrat, because we've already seen it with Vernon Jones and a guy from like West Virginia or something that went from Democrat to Republican, and Trump endorsed him, J.D. Drew. It's got to be a high profile Democrat, maybe Joe Manchin or something like that, come out. That would make a big statement.
It has to be a high profile Democrat, someone whose record isn't blemished. Barack Obama, forget about it, because Barack Obama is just as crooked as the day is long. Okay. Nancy Pelosi, forget about it. All these other folks, Dianne Feinstein, she doesn't know she's going or coming. She's suffering from dementia just like Joe Biden. but it has to be. I don't even know if Joe Manchin could do it because they have muddied him up so it made him so dirty. But it has to be someone of that caliber who could come out and say, what has been happening is wrong. There was never any Russia collusion. It was a complete lie perpetrated by Democrats that hated President Trump. What we did to this man is unconscionable. And as Trump even said, where do I go to get my good name back? Where do I go? Now, some people don't care, but where does he go? They had all these people coming out lying. Now I'm hearing that he's going to file a civil suit because of the lie. Now, I don't know where he would take it, or if a court would even, a judge would even consider it. Maybe that would restore the faith. But then, of course, they'll talk that down and say, well, you know, that's all about money and whatnot. It has nothing to do with the criminal justice system. But we need someone to come out and say what has happened is wrong. We need to get the country back on the right track because this progressive agenda has just destroyed us at every angle. It has destroyed our borders. It has destroyed families. And this whole notion that man can have babies and we're attacking our children and we gave Dr. Fauci all this power and said that he was right on point. Andrew, it has to end. All of it. But we need a statesman, someone that the people will believe in to restore the country. Because right now, like I said, it's over. Everything that they have done, they have destroyed this great, wonderful country because of the hate for one man. And you would think that Barack Obama would be that figure, but he's so far from that. And we know Jimmy Carter can't do it because he's just as wacky as a day is long.
Yeah, I think he's got more brains left than Biden, though.
So who could do it? I mean, Clarence Thomas could, but there's so much hate for him and they have to denounce the media. We need someone who's going to stand up and call it out because the country, we're suffering. The integrity of this country is suffering. You see how they cart Biden out and this guy, oh my God, it's it's a joke. The other day he was sitting there speaking with the president of New Zealand, reading from cue cards. Reading from cue cards, Andrew. Can you imagine? He's reading everything from cue cards and he's stumbling while he's doing it. And he's not trying to hide the cue cards. And the media is just like, oh, there's nothing wrong with this.
And this press secretary, I mean, she's so unprepared for this job. She's an absolute disaster. I thought Psaki was bad, but this lady is even worse.
But we're not supposed to believe what we're seeing. We're supposed to say, oh, well, she's still good. But she's horrible. But going back to the cue cards, Andrew, this guy comes out with cue cards. He's stumbling over the cue cards. And that's not the only thing he's stumbling over. You were telling me that he had to retract something that he had said. What was that story, Andrew?
Yeah, the White House once again clarified Biden's statement on handguns, came out and said, we're not trying to ban all handguns, just high caliber ones, as they put them, which is just completely ridiculous. But just earlier in the day, the other day, a story had come out that Biden was frustrated that his staff keeps undermining him and coming out and retracting things that he said. I don't think he realizes he's not in on it, that he is not the one in charge. Whoever is in charge of his staff is apparently running the White House, and it's probably Jill.
Well, Elon Musk even said that the person that controls the teleprompter controls the White House. And you're right, it's probably Jill. Jill is probably, you know, calling the shots because she was dying to get in the White House. And I don't know why everyone's trying to make her out to be this fascist statement because she's anything far from that. But we're not supposed to see that. Okay, we're supposed to believe what they're putting out there because what they're saying is right, although we know that it's wrong. The deception that's coming out of this White House, Andrew, is unbelievable. I was watching the other day and they were talking about this verdict and some of the radio commentators, and they were saying that, you know, how bad of shape the country is in. And they said, you know, let's just think back to the days when things made sense and were normal. And, you know, this movie that's coming out, Top Gun, I think it came out when Ronald Reagan was president. And there was so much pride in the country, pride of America. Now you don't see that. We're in June, and you know June is Gay Pride Month, and we'll see every flag, the great, the Gay Pride flag, except for the American flag. That'll be all over, plastered all over. We can celebrate that flag, but we can't celebrate Old Glory, the flag that gives us our freedom. So it's only befitting that they would have that movie to come out, Top Gun, at this point in time. I'm surprised that people aren't pushing against it, because it does celebrate patriotism and being pride. Have you seen the movie yet, Andrew?
I haven't seen the movie yet, and I hope you're right, because we've seen so many of these Hollywood classics kind of go woke in the remake. So I hope when I go and see Top Gun, because I am interested in seeing it, I don't see any guys making out or anything like that in the movie. I'm just hoping for a good flick like the first one was, and hopefully it didn't go woke.
Yeah, because you never know with
you don't.
This group of people, what's being pushed out there, with people trying to go woke and all this, and it's sad, Andrew. But
yeah, does your son like the Jurassic Park movies?
He does not like Jurassic Park.
He's not into Jurassic Park.
He is not. Neither one of them. They like dinosaurs, but to get them to sit and focus in and watch that, they prefer Roblox. They prefer The Incredibles. They watch that all the time. But they're not into, they will watch it, but it's not a movie that they'll say, oh, I want to watch the dinosaurs. Nah, I don't know. They grew out of it, I guess.
So I guess you're not going to be rushing to the theater to see that when that comes out.
No, unless a bug hits them and they say, oh, let's go see Jurassic Park. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's go.
Well, thank you all for joining us tonight. And whether you see Top Gun or not, we hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who just celebrated its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. Please like and subscribe. We'll see you next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.